Look around Christmas tree lots in town, and you'll likely spot trees once rooted in the lower 48. The trees are shipped up by the thousands during the holiday season. Varieties like Douglas fir can have a hard time growing in the state. But there is at least one place to buy non-native species growing in Alaska. As part of Coast Alaska's series, Alaska Made, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Todd Dorman moved to Kodiak in the 1970s after his family bought a cattle ranch. But his father dreamed of starting another venture.
He looked around and saw the native trees around here, and he said, I think this would be a good place to grow Christmas trees, or they would grow here anyhow, he thought.
Dorman's dad held on to the idea. He saw a niche for a Christmas tree farm, which is an unusual sight in Kodiak and really most of the state. Many of the favorite commercial decorative species don't grow naturally this far north. It's outside their typical range. Of course, native trees like Sitka spruce are just fine for decking the halls. But the needles can shed quickly, and the spindly branches aren't to everyone's liking. So in 2006, Dorman and his dad decided to embark on their long-talked-about experiment. They bought 500 small fir, pine, and spruce trees from a nursery down south. And Dorman says they tried to manage expectations.
The typical way that a farmer does something, you know, it's just kind of, let's see what happens type thing. So we just ordered some trees and worked up some ground and planted them out there, and we saw what happened.
In the summer, the little trees looked like they were flourishing in the Kodiak soil.
But after the first winter, it just looked like a desert. I mean, it didn't look like anything was alive. So it wasn't very encouraging at all.
The climate in Alaska is warming twice as fast as the rest of the U.S. Tree species that were once thought to thrive in lower latitudes are starting to migrate farther north. But Dorman says the weather in Kodiak has felt unpredictable. His dad didn't lose hope after that first harsh winter, when the little trees resembled little more than twigs sticking out of the ground.
Out of all these bad trees, you know, he'd find one that looked good and say, hey, but look at this.
And that optimism paid off. Dorman says it wasn't a total wipeout. Most of the trees survived. The next year, the family planted 1,000 more trees, and the following year, even more. Dorman's father died about 4 years ago, but he was alive to see the tree farm make its first sale in 2012.
And I remember the very first one that we sold, and of course I had been looking at this thing for like seven years, I think. So when somebody came along and wanted to buy it, I was just like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to cut this thing off. You know, I was a little freaked out.
Dorman remembers it was a standout Fraser fir, noticeably the most beautiful one on the farm. It quickly caught the attention of a father and son who borrowed a saw to cut it down. Dorman says it's hard to describe the feeling of letting that first tree go.
It didn't take long for me to get over it, but I was thinking, okay, well, this is the point, you know.
He hoped more trees would grow as lush and sturdy as that one, and they have. There's now 2.5 acres of Christmas trees on the Dorman farm. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.